Welcome to Building Businesses Podcast, brought to you by Your Network for Success. With each episode, we aim to teach you one bottom line increasing and profit producing idea to implement into your business. Let's roll right into it. Tip number 50, choosing effective independent sales representatives. Consider this. Your business is working to develop its sales in a new untried territory. You need to find the best new sales representative for the job. You want to know what steps you should take to ensure that you select the best reps possible? You may choose independent sales reps or those now associated with an established firm. Either way, you will be investigating the most effective way to represent your product to potential new customers. So begin by contacting a variety of your potential clients in the new territory. Ask them which reps or rep firms have given the best past service for your kind of product. Elect to contact only those firms with multiple referrals. When dealing with a rep firm, meet not only with the owners, but with the sales staff as well. The salespeople will represent you to future clients and can make or break your sales effort. Come equipped with a list of questions as you investigate the workings of the firm's procedures. Don't go with the first rep or firm you find. Let them all know they are competing with other top sales groups or representatives in the area. Find out why they might want to represent your products and how they plan to market them. Above all, tell them exactly what will be expected of them if they are chosen for the job. Carefully evaluate which rep or rep firm is best suited to your needs. Then make your selection and begin your training. Your decision will be based upon two things: your new rep's product knowledge and his or her sales skills. Never take those sales skills lightly. Now comes critical job training. Take this time to build positive attitudes and clear communications. The more knowledgeable your reps become about your product, the better they'll work at selling it. Work with them to help them achieve real sales effectiveness for your product. Encourage brainstorming to develop fresh, exciting presentations and effective use of their newly learned product knowledge. Then continue to motivate your reps with long and short-term rewards, even after they've been assigned their new territory. Keep up strong communications and sustain the relationship to ensure the success of your sales plan. Choosing the best possible sales reps doesn't have to be an overwhelming project. Just have a clear plan and never leave selection of your sales force to chance. When you choose a sales rep or sales firm by using the six steps of investigation, evaluation, selection, training, motivation, and maintenance, you will obtain the positive results you're looking for.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Businesses Podcast, brought to you by Your Network for Success. For a transcript of this episode, please visit our website, networkforsuccess.com. Have we achieved our goal of offering a profit-producing business tip? Please let us know. We'll see you in the next episode.